Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Join us during the week, by the way, Fox Business, 4 p.m. Name of the show is Kudlow. Every day, 4 to 5 p.m. So I want to take a look at, come back to this issue of spending and inflation. I mean, it would be kind of cool if we spent less. Less deficit spending, less Federal Reserve money creation. But no, no, no. Now we come up with this so-called China Competes Act, which is up to $350 billion. We're going to be more like China, right? The government. Government subsidies, corporate welfare, picking winners and losers, industrial policy. Let the state run. I mean, it is more like China Act. And anyway, we welcome to the show Kelvin Drugemeier, great friend, former director of the White House Office of Science and Technology during the Trump administration. Currently, Kelvin is professor of meteorology at the University of Oklahoma. Kelvin, welcome, my friend. Welcome.
Larry, good morning. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. So, Kelvin, honestly, $350 billion? Really? I mean, you're the one that told me. Just on the chips, the semiconductors, I guess there's $50 billion in there for semiconductors. You told me a week or two ago that the private sector is already spending $200 billion investment. And you can bet it's going to be a damn sight more innovative and technologically advanced than what the government's going to do. Do we need this bill? What is this going to accomplish besides spending more and more money?
Well, it's a great question, Larry. In fact, if you look at the origin of the bill, it started out with about a dozen bills that were passed with really strong bipartisan support in the House Science Committee and the House. And a lot of this was stuff that you and I worked on when we were at the White House that impacted AI and 5G and quantum information science and things like that. But then, as oftentimes happens, a lot of ornaments got hung on that Christmas tree, a lot of unrelated things like Davis-Bacon and some other policies, some other things that cost the healthcare tax credit. Davis-Bacon, union policy, things like that. And also it softened the wording on China. And so it passed with pure partisan support. It was not at all bipartisan, and that really is a problem. So the bill really ballooned up. And as you say, private companies are investing $200 billion in building new facilities around the country to do the fabrication of semiconductors, which is something that we are quite weak in fact. And about $39 billion of this bill, Larry, as you said, goes toward supporting those efforts. That's a lot of money. And I've talked to some people who say, well, you know, it really is going to provide a foundation for this. I don't know to what extent it's really partnering with these companies, because a lot of these announcements were made before the bill got passed. And who knows what's going to happen in conference, because now the Senate and the House are going to conference the bill and see. But I think it's a real question of whether we're going to empower China a little bit by this. We've got to be very careful that we have guardrails for some of this work that will be done to make sure that a lot of this work is not outsourced to China or in other ways benefits China. Because we know in China, basically everything in the private sector somehow ties back to the Chinese Communist Party. And that's a very troubling thing.
$45 billion for the Commerce Department to finance something called critical goods. I don't know what that is. $3 billion for solar manufacturing. That sounds like Solyndra. $8 billion, this is maybe my favorite, $8 billion going to the UN Green Climate Fund. Really? $8 billion to the UN Green Climate Fund? A slush fund for the Energy Department? I mean, come on, Kelvin. What the hell is this?
Right. You know, these are the things that were added. The stuff that went through the House was done in regular order. There were hearings and there was a lot of discussion. The other things that got parachuted in, none of that was done through regular order. It was just dropped in the bill, the things that you mentioned as well. And so this is really, really a concern. Now, there are some things in the bill that are good. One of the things that we do in the United States in semiconductors, we lead in basic research. So that's really understanding the fundamental properties of materials and things like that. So there are investments in the Office of Science and Department of Energy and the National Science Foundation for that. But we have to be very careful because China does not do a lot of investment in basic research. And a lot of times they will steal our intellectual property and steal our research results. And that's really a big issue. So I think the whole point here is to make sure that we bolster our manufacturing capability and be able to supply ourselves with these chips. You know, I think something like 70% of our military semiconductor chips come from China. And so we're very heavily leveraged against China. And Taiwan produces 90%, Larry, of the very, very sophisticated chips. If China makes a move on Taiwan, that puts us and the rest of the world in a world of hurt. It really creates a major, major problem.
Well, Taiwan semiconductors come into Arizona.
They're yes,
building
right,
a big
right.
operation in Arizona. So that's good.
Exactly.
I mean, how about this? We cut our taxes. Let's say we make the Trump tax cuts permanent. Full expensing, immediate 100% expensing, 21% corporate tax rate, among the lowest in the world. We cut back on these crazy regulations that are being put in place by the Bidens. Make America more competitive. Make America the most hospitable place in the world for investment. So we win the global war on capital. Why do I need government spending? I want the private sector to do it.
Absolutely right. And, you know, the private sector invests about $40 billion a year, Larry, in R&D for semiconductors. The government invests about $6 billion a year. So they're already investing a lot. And what I would like to see is more partnering in this. But you're right. I mean, if we really need to look at the regulatory environment. In fact, in this bill, the House bill that you mentioned, the COMPETES Act, requires 166 government reports. We keep tying our hands, Larry. You and I dealt with this when we were in the White House. So looking at how we can deregulate, how we can stop placing enormous burden on researchers and others to try to, you know, that when they're trying to do partnerships, when they're trying to work together and do creative things, we're burying them in red tape. And it's just, you take $10 billion, throw it at the wall, and what you get is about $1 billion in return because of all the red tape and the wasted effort that that goes into the work. Very little of that money is actually going for the R&D. It's really unfortunate. And we've got to do better because, you know, we don't want to become China, but China doesn't have that kind of regulatory framework. And so we continue on the idea of accountability and transparency. That's all well and good. But a lot of the regulations that we have absolutely no practical purpose at all.
So while this bill is being discussed, Intel, semiconductor company, which has not been great in recent years, but Intel goes out, at least they announced they're going to acquire a big Israeli chip company, which is fine, right? They want to do that, fine. But why do American taxpayers have to finance Intel's M&A program?
Right. I think the key thing for us is to create an environment that incentivizes industry investment and let the free market capital system do its thing.
Right.
I think, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's you know, you look at over the years, over the decades, you know, the federal government has invested in the basic research, and then the private sector innovates on those outcomes. And so that system has worked extremely well. Now, like I said, I have talked to people who say this $39 billion is going to help. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's kind of the policy that's been put
forward. Galvin Drogemeyer, thank you, my friend. We appreciate it. We don't need this bill. I'm Kudlow. We're going to do some stock market work on the other side of the break. Please stay right here.